The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, Jesus dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. The law in the book of Leviticus expressly commanded that all lepers should stay away from the community and live alone. Many such laws existed not only for spiritual reasons, but in the interest of public health. Leprosy was a wildly infectious disease, and they had to be quarantined for the safety of the community. They were untouchable, not by any fault of their own, but completely shut out. Imagine for a moment what effect this would have on your life. Many of us have been temporarily there. We have been basically in quarantine for a year. Leprosy would keep you from your family, from your community, and most of all prevented you from practicing your faith, which required physical presence at the synagogue to hear the word, ritual meals on the Sabbath and feast days, and all ritual practices at the temple. You were basically cut off from everything, not least of all dignity, respect, and love. Imagine having to live apart and having to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," wherever you go. You might feel like you would never be accepted by others or even by God himself. Jesus proved this wrong by doing what others in society could not and would not do. Jesus put out his hand and touched him. Jesus, who perfectly embodied and displayed God's perfect love, did not move away in disgust. Rather, he reached out to the leper and touched him. Lent begins this week, and it is time for us to start thinking about our personal sin as a leprosy that keeps us from God and sets us at odds with each other. No matter how much we might judge and reject each other for sins and unfaithfulness, look around and see the many ways sin has divided and alienated so many in our families, our society, country, world. Sin operates like leprosy, like a pandemic. Yet God is not disgusted with us. We may have committed sins, but God's love never changes. Our sicknesses do not dilute God's love for us, and neither do our failures and sins stop him from loving us. The very short exchange that happened between Christ and the leper again showed us one true, yet often doubted, truth of God, that it is his will for us to be healed. The man fell on his knees and humbly asked Jesus, "If it is your will, you can heal me." He did not doubt God's power to heal. Jesus' answer to the leper is amazing. "I do will it. Be made clean." Then Jesus does something very interesting. He instructs the former leper to go and show himself to the priest. Just as it was the priest who had to declare a person unclean, as we heard in the first reading, so would the priest be the one to declare him or her clean. This was the law of Moses and Aaron. But in this case, a priest would never have done this before because leprosy didn't have a cure. You did not recover from it. It was a death sentence. By telling him to go show himself to the priest, Jesus does a couple of things. He reveals that he enters into and identifies himself within the context of tradition itself. He is not a rebel trying to do something different or new. He is showing he is faithful to the authority of the priests and the law. But he also gives new words to the priest. You are clean. These are new words that the priest would never have said. You are clean. He is showing a new hope that comes from no one else. And it starts with your faith. Your faith is the solution. You seek Jesus, and he wills, and he provides the healing. It comes from that part of you which cannot be defined by sores or scars or sin. We just must have the courage to come to him. Today is the day to start thinking about how to begin the season of Lent. You must make a plan. And this is where to start, by recognizing our need. Let us begin once again and go to him and say in faith with conviction, Lord, if you will it, you can heal me. And to be sure, he will stretch out his hand.